Greetings. I'm Joel of Heart City Church, and I'm thankful you're joining us for Happy and Whole in Him. We're only 2 days away from Thanksgiving, so I thought it fitting to turn to Psalm 100 because it's entitled A Psalm for Giving Thanks. And here it is. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We're His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. One thing that inevitably happens every Thanksgiving at my house is noise. And some of it will be joyful and some of it won't be joyful. But what is certain is that it will be noisy. You see, I have a few relatives whose favorite team is the Dallas Cowboys, who always play on Thanksgiving. And I also have a few relatives who like any team who is playing the Dallas Cowboys. So no matter what happens, there will be a lot of noise in my living room on Thanksgiving. And here in Psalm 100, we see that we are to be making a joyful noise, well, to someone else in this Thanksgiving psalm. We are to sing. We are to serve. And your kids will like this. We are to be happy, noisy to the Lord. And this is the whole earth. Every last one of us. We're all invited. So what is the reason for all this? Well, you find that reason in the last verse. The Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, His faithfulness to all generations. In other words, we're to celebrate our way into the happy future God has in store for us. We're to be a grateful people centered on God, His goodness, not a fretful people centered on ourselves and the world's troubles. I know that may seem a hard thing in 2020, but let me press in a bit on what might be stopping you. Does your life demonstrate that you know that the Lord, He is God? He made us and we are His. Would your friends and family see that your life is about making noise for Him? Or are you more noisy about smaller things and smaller people? There is a command here to acknowledge that God is God, the only God, and we are not God, and we belong to Him. Our meaning in life is determined by Him, even if it means suffering. If you're truly acknowledging you are His, you're acknowledging that you're one of the sheep out in His pasture, ready to enter His gates and His courts with thanksgiving. And you need to see that is a crazy thought. You know why sheep are brought through the gates and into the temple courts, right? To be slaughtered for sacrifice. You get the picture of who we are to be on earth? You get the picture of what our friends and family are supposed to see when they see us? God's people are set free from our own noisy agendas in order that we may live and die for God's agenda. We're our sheep, rejoicing that our lives are worthy to count for God. We're thankful that we're following the Good Shepherd Jesus, who first became the Lamb who was slain for our sins. Jesus came, took up His cross, and bought us at the cost of His own precious blood and entered into glory. So we live this life making noise for all to see that our God has opened the way to glory. This is most evident. We shine most brightly not when things are going great, but rather when we're going through the trials and we're still noisy and giving thanks to God. Because it reveals that we really believe the steadfast love of the Lord endures forever. Francis Schaeffer wrote, "Heart giving thanks at any given moment is the real test of the extent to which we love God at that moment." So let us fix our eyes on God, who is the source of our lives and the life of the world. We have neighbors and family who need to see you can be set free from fretting over this age. So let's make some noise at Thanksgiving, perhaps even reading Psalm 100 before we start the feast. Let's make being happy and whole in Him something irresistible this Thanksgiving. Let's pray. O Lord our God, we bless your name for creating us and making us your privileged people. We thank you for a lively hope that results from the resurrection of Jesus, your Son, from the dead, which means we have entered into an inheritance that is incorruptible, undefiled, and will never fade. We thank you that our lives have meaning in your Son, so we can live for him. And the worst thing that could ever happen to us is that we die and get to be with the one we love. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.